in the early 1980s, they shot two Latinos on North Main Street. Two young boys, remember that? I was one of the founders of a group called El Comité of Longmont. And we took the whole city on at that time. And we did it together, okay? That led me to be the first Latino in the history of Longmont to be elected at large to the city council and mayor pro tem. But through all of that, that entire journey up until 5 or 6 years ago, I still didn't feel like I belonged. I still didn't feel that way. And the majority of the Latino people don't feel they belong. And we have about a third of our population, Longmont now is Latino. And 80% of those are foreign born Mexican. And so they bring their culture with them when they came here. Don't trust the police, don't trust anything. They don't belong, they don't feel they belong. So even all through all of this journey, I never felt I belonged. Even to this day in my life, not quite, 6, 7, 8 years ago, a person who asked me, "Dan, I'd like you to come and talk about the Latino culture to our police officers, Chief Mike Butler." He understood it. He understood about it. There was no color with that man. He's all heart, okay, he really is. Then a year ago in July, he called me and he says, "Dan, I want to start walking in the neighborhoods. Would you come with me? Because you're bilingual and you're Latino." And I said, "I'd be glad to, Chief." So we started a year ago. There wasn't a Ferguson going on. There wasn't any Baltimore going on, any of that. There wasn't no South Carolina crap going on. He just said, "This is the right thing to do. Come on with me." So we started walking, and we've been walking predominantly since then, almost a year now, practically every single Sunday, mainly in the disenfranchised, low-income minority neighborhoods. We'll go down, and he'll say, "Hi, how are you?" You know? And I'll introduce him. "Es la jefe de la policía." "This is the chief of police." And first of all, a lot of people go, "Oh, boy, you know, they should do this. Oh, my." But then after they meet him, he brings out his card and gives it to him. "Hey, how are you? How's it going with the police? How do you feel? How do you think about your community? Do you feel discriminated against?" Start talking and everything, and they just start developing the belonging. Belonging. And pretty soon, a lot of times before we leave, they'll say, "Hey, Chief, when you come back again, we're going to make some chile and tamales. Come on back." And we've been doing this all over and creating a belonging revolution. People feel they belong. And with these last years of my life, I'm starting to feel I belong now. But the whole thing is based on the fact, if you feel you belong, then we won't have the Fergusons. We won't have all this crap going on. Especially in minority communities. It's so important that we feel we're belonging. Because most of the people we talk with, they don't have anything. They have family. I mean, we're talking right down at the bottom of the food chain. And to see this powerful man, this 6'5", 6'6", Anglo person, walking with this small, short, brown-skinned person, coming in and just greeting people and having fun, talking, power, people recognize that. And here, not asking, but he come to the community center where nobody goes anyway. He's right down there in the trenches with them every Sunday, walking and talking, greeting, "How you doing?" That has started a belonging revolution.
Now, I know that you have been talking to other police departments around the country about this model. When we see problems, say, even locally here at the Denver Police Department, there have been so many lawsuits, so many settlements, so many allegations about discrimination and profiling and violence against people of colour. I mean, do you see this model that's in Longmont really making an impact in some of these other cities that really have a lot of problems with the police department?
Yes, it's going to start happening. The chief invited me to go with him to a meeting with police chiefs in Northern Colorado here. And a lot of us from those surrounding communities came to me and we said what we were doing. I was the only person from a community there with all those police chiefs. And they says, "Gosh, what you guys are doing, can you help us?" And all that sort of thing. We haven't got there yet because we're overwhelmed right now. And July 10th, we're leaving here the 9th, we're going to Washington, D.C., to the gathering of I think it's 300 police chiefs from all over the country.
How has it changed things for you?
I'm really now finally being able to accept that I'm okay, that I belong. Because even to this time, you know, wrote a book, did all that, city council at large, mayor pro tem, you know, the first in the history, both of those, to become mayor pro tem and at large at that time. But still didn't feel I belong. If anything, this thing makes me think I belong. I really feel I belong. I feel okay now. And I feel more dedicated now to go out and continue what I'm doing to help the people.
It seems like this has gone way beyond just police relations and a police relationship with the community, that it's about a sense of an actual community themselves, well beyond a relationship with the police.
Yes, it is. You're absolutely correct. It's beyond that now. Chief Butler started this belonging revolution about the community itself, belonging. It's way beyond not only the police, but by the same token, he wants to get all his police officers eventually walking in the neighborhoods, you know, which is going to start happening. Now, the mayor's going to be walking with us. We have city council people walking with us, county commissioners. And it's not about politics, okay? It's not about politics. That's important because the people walking with us, they're going to walk with us where there's not a politics. It's just the elected officials go with us because they want to show the people they belong to. That here's the most powerful people, you know, structurally, right down there. They don't have to go to the community center. They don't have to go anywhere. Here's the people coming right down there when they're working on their cars. Hey, how are you? It's people who care. You know, elected officials who say, I want to get down there in the neighborhoods. And we're not knocking on doors and all that and just saying, how do you feel? Tell me about it. And that has been such a spiritual thing with me.